you know, you walk through this orchard and you look at the size of the trunks on these trees. They're 65 years old. They've been managed as a commercial orchard for all those years.
That's olive grower Jim Simons. He and other farmers are scrambling to figure out what to do with an anticipated bumper crop this year in the face of what they say is devastating news. One of the two canneries in California, Bell Carter, has just terminated its contracts with most of its growers. It turns out it's cheaper for Bell Carter to import unprocessed olives from Spain, where the crop is subsidized, than to buy them locally. The California Olive Growers Council says unless legislators help them find a solution, some growers could lose their farms. I spoke with Jim Simons from his olive grove near Visalia.
Based on what we know with the production history here, this is the on year. The bloom looks very strong. You can see it on the trees. You can see the prior year shoot growth that is the new bloom bud wood, and there's a lot of it. So naturally, we would be optimistic about having a good crop this coming season, except for with a letter from the Bell Carter Olive Company, we now have no contract to deliver the fruit, and we don't know where we stand. The industry as a whole is in a great deal of turmoil right now. The California olive industry as a whole, I think, is actually on the line. I don't know that the California olive industry as a whole can survive what Bell Carter is doing with a foreign national Spanish olive company.
So tell me, what is Bell Carter doing?
Basically, what happened the first day of March, which is when the contract renewal window opens, Bell Carter released essentially 2/3 of their growers in the state, which is about 6,000 acres. Just driving out to the ranch to meet with you today, you know, every orchard just about that I drove by is now out of contract, and we'll have to either look to some remediation, and I'm not sure what that looks like right now.
So what are growers going to do this year?
Well, the other 6,000 acres that Bell Carter didn't have essentially are under contract with the Musco Family Olive Company. There is a possibility, and it's a remote possibility, that a few growers can be absorbed into that business. But they're going to have to be awfully careful because they know what Bell Carter's doing. They know that foreign fruit is going to come in under market price.
So what does this mean for you as a grower who's part of generations of olive growers?
Well, my grandfather's father planted olive trees in 1910 over in the town of Woodlake. And my grandkids have been out here driving forklifts, harvest tractors. Now, you know, they sit between your leg, and it's probably not OSHA approved, but that's how you train kids out here. What's it mean? It means that we'll see if there's any legislative relief. We'll see if there's something about this deal that Bell Carter has made with a multinational to bring in foreign fruit to displace the California growers. If there's something about that doesn't pass muster, that's way above my pay grade as far as what I would be able to say about it. It's certainly not ethical, but it's possible that it's legal. And if it's legal, then we probably need to take a look at that. It's better to grow your own food. It's a good thing to be self-sufficient, and the Central San Joaquin Valley is kind of the heartbeat of where it all comes from. What does it mean if there's no remediation? Gosh, that's a beautiful tree for landscape. I'll sell a few for landscaping, but with 6,000 acres of trees on the market, there's not much upside there.
Well, what will growers do with all of these olives this year if the other canning company can't take them?
Well, we're fortunate in the regards both that it was a wet winter. Generally, specifically, I won't need to spend any money irrigating these trees for probably another 2 months. There's plenty of ground moisture. We can run out the clock for 60, 70 days probably and wait and see if there's a chance that we could be picked up by another cannery. See if there's remediation that might legislate some sort of a phase into this deal that they've got cooked up. I would say that, you know, if they said, well, look, we're not going to survive, we're going to make a deal with a multinational, you have 3 years of contract, start making your plans, that would have been something. Specifically, if there's no home for the fruit, we'll do an evaluation when we have to start spending a lot of money with irrigation and pruning and fertilizer and et cetera.
You've got pistachio trees to the
south
of you and orange trees to the east of you. So what are you thinking? Are you eyeing these trees and wondering if that's what you're going to do next?
Well, I mean, you can't sit on your hands and wait forever. If you're not going to be in the olive business, you want to have trees going in the ground by next spring, a year out. So you got a lot of work to do. These trees have got to be, I mean, look at the trunk on that tree. How would you like to, that tree as a specimen in somebody's yard would probably land for about $5,000. It's beautiful, the way the convolutions on that tree, the shape of the tree, and so on. Generally speaking, we have to wait and see if there's any options. You can't just walk away today. It's too soon.
And how long has your family had a contract with Bell Carter?
I think we were looking at that. I think it's well over 20 years. We were part of the Lindsay Olive Growers Co-op as a family operation. That closed its doors. Bell Carter bought the labels, the old Lindsay label. That was the icon of the industry. Lindsay in early California, both those canneries were here, one in Visalia, one in Lindsay. Those are both gone because of the environmental restrictions on processing the olives. Makes it virtually impossible for those 6,000 acres that I was speaking of to form a new company. The environmental impacts of getting an olive cannery going these days, it's just not something that can happen. Musco has a very state-of-the-art plant.
So tell me a little bit about the history of olive growing in Tulare County. Why is it one of the most abundant areas in California?
Well, the central San Joaquin Valley and Sacramento Valley, for that matter, Mediterranean climates. Olives love Mediterranean climates. They love a nice, hot, long summer, and they like a chilly, cool winter, not bitter, freezing cold, but they like a dormancy. And everything that we have here is just perfect for California table olive production.
People who know Lindsay think of Lindsay olives, and we see those in grocery stores. Will we still be seeing those?
Oh, absolutely.
But they just won't be from California?
The likelihood of Spanish olives getting into that Lindsay, that old Lindsay ripe label, is very high. And as a matter of fact, I don't see how, if this deal goes forward, that won't happen. Now, whether they're called foreign fruit or whether they're called California because they were actually processed here in California, again, that's a little above my pay grade, but I know that they're thinking that they can call it California. And it won't be California field product. It'll be Spanish field product.
I reached out for an interview with Bell Carter and received a company statement from the CEO. Tim Carter says, while the decision is extremely difficult for us and for our many grower partners dating back three generations, it is imperative to remain competitive and viable.